Welcome, everybody. We are here at the Wine Vault. We have a wonderful show planned for you tonight. With me, I have Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver. Say hello.
Hello, folks.
And folks, it's a very exceptional evening because we are joined with the international sex symbol. The ladies right now are taking their bras off, throwing it on stage. The superstar, Esteban Steve Gibson.
Cheers, everybody.
Yes. Yes. By the way, this mic, you've been downgraded. You're now on the cork on the end of a fork knife.
So is that because I'm really loud?
It's because you tap corks on the table and you chew when you are next to the mic.
And all that sounds bad?
It doesn't sound great. It's not the most bad. Soon, folks, I'm going to have them on Fisher-Price mics.
This is a real live bite, so that's what I'm trying to do, give them a real life sample.
Oh, yes.
They love the tapping.
Yeah.
Sounds like a horse. Who doesn't love the tapping?
Yes. So, you know. So, folks, tonight.
The goat lovers.
Yes. We have a wonderful, multifaceted, multi-part episode. Well, episodes. Where we're going to delve into many, many wonderful.
We don't know yet.
It is kind of like a grab bag. I was going to say something else.
Yeah, this series of podcasts, we could call this a grab bag.
Mm-hmm. And the first wine that we will be trying tonight is a wine that I believe is discontinued currently. Which is a little kind of suggesting that we shouldn't be drinking it, but still, it is St. Francis's Red Splash, the 2011 vintage. $6.99, got it at Giant Eagle.
Crazy. So we're walking through the wine section, wonderful wine section.
At the Grandview Giant Eagle.
The Market District.
Yeah, it's a big one.
It's a wonderful wine shop, and we're just walking around making some selections, and Rob starts blurting out the way it is to start rambling on, talking about different types of wines. Like, and he said, I wonder if we could find some St. Francis. And I said, right there?
Like, what's that one right there?
Right, I don't know how you saw it was St. Francis. I mean, it says Red Splash on it.
I have good eyesight.
Do you?
Let me see.
Are you a witch?
I got pretty good eyesight.
Then they don't.
Yeah,
they,
you actually can see. That looks like
it must have been
flash.
On the. Yeah. Steve, I think it was on the sign.
Don't witches float?
According to history, yes.
Okay, okay.
Oh, they sink.
No, they float.
They float.
If you're not a witch, you sink.
We'll discuss this.
We'll
some potpourri. Yes, that's what I was going to suggest, folks. Scott is a witch. Or would he be a warlock? We'll discuss that after a bit. So when we come back, folks, we're going to start evaluating this very interesting wine.
And whether I'm a witch or a warlock.
Well, that's later.
That's later.
We'll be right back on the Wine Vault.
Folks, there are many ways to enjoy the Wine Vault. The first way is on iTunes. Look for The Wine Vault. Subscribe. Give us 5 stars. Beyond that, we are on Facebook at thewinevault.rs. We are on Twitter at The Wine Vault Podcast. And our website is thewinevault.org. You can also drop us a line at winevault@outlook.com. We'd also like to thank our sponsor, Craig Walters Allstate Insurance, at 740-862-4585. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. We'll be right back on The Wine Vault.
And we're back, folks. So, the subject of tonight's episode is the 2011 St. Francis Red Splash Red Wine. Scott, you have the breakdown of that, don't you? Don't you?
Blend.
It's a blend.
52% Merlot.
Merlot.
Go ahead and say it.
So that means it's great.
Let's just say it.
I like Merlot.
I like Merlot.
I'm not a communist.
I know you hate Merlot.
I'm not a communist like you.
Movie. I hate that fucking movie.
Well, I didn't see that movie.
You still haven't seen the movie?
I know.
Why would I? I'm not going to go out and see the movie because you say it's good.
We both said it was good.
We're going to podcast about it.
Both of you said it was good.
We
can podcast about it, but not until you see it too. Okay. Steve and I could do a separate podcast.
We could do.
They have a scene in there. May I get offline for a second? They have a scene in there. Remember where they're eating all this food and drinking all these bottles of wine? We could do some bottles of wine from that movie.
Oh. It'd be interesting to see if we could find that. Anyhow, 52% Merlot. 13% Petit Syrah, 11% Syrah, 9% the beloved Zinfandel, 7% Cab Sauv, and the remainder is a blend of Carignan and Petit Verdot.
What was the one? The Carignan?
Carignan.
There you go.
Carignan.
Not Carvan.
Listen, man, I do the French.
How you
do whatever.
Carignan.
C-A-R-I-G-N-A-N-E.
Carignan.
Carignan.
Yes.
So it is a little roll.
So it's a mutt.
It's a mutt.
It's a mutt of a wine.
That's a mutter.
It's a mutt. And folks, when you look at it, there, you know, there is just a little bit of slight bricking. Right, Steve?
Correct.
Well, your glass is empty.
I mean,
did we not give you any? You fucking drunk? Here, put some more in there. When we start drinking the good stuff, then
you know, every time we do this, you always say that you're like.
And you're seeing the bricking around the edges?
No, I'm just the color itself. It's a darker hue, but there is like that slight brown tinge to it, just a hint. Steve's colorblind, so you can't actually
see. Yeah, it's brown, it's green.
It is.
Oh, so it's green?
Yeah, but it looks cool.
It looks like algae. There's no translucence to this.
On the Malomi? That was right. It was green. Yeah, it's dark. It's dense. Did it have I wasn't listening to you. Does it have a Petite Sirah on it?
Yes, it does.
Oh, there you go. How much percent?
13%.
13%. So the darkness is all Petite Sirah. See, folks, I was listening to him. That was.
Yeah, it does right here.
Mm-hmm. On the nose.
Little watery cupping, just slightly.
Red splash.
So we're talking about the look here. Yeah, it does have a nice, though, overall density. Doesn't it? It's just slightly translucent, but that little brickishness. But then again, it's a 2011.
Yeah, that's not surprising, right?
I don't think original retail was $6.99. I think that's more of a, I don't know what you'd call it, a closeout price. Because like I said, it's not on their website. So.
Wine.com had the sale price as of February 6th is $9 a bottle.
Yeah, but it's.
That's a good price.
Oh, still for sale there. Mm-hmm. I think this was their foray into budget wines. Because they do some less expensive wines, but as a pure budget, that's what their idea was there. So let's give this a whirl.
It's got some slow legs on the glass. Really slow legs.
Mm-hmm. What's the alcohol level on that, Steve? Do you see? Oh, it's right there. 13.3%. Well,
this is good with grilled meats and hard and soft cheeses.
Fruit on the nose. Mm. Yeah, raspberry on the nose. There's an alcohol note, which considering it's only 13.3, it's a little surprising. As it's sat, there's no nothing unpleasant to the nose whatsoever.
No,
a little jamminess.
It's jammy, jammy.
There's raspberry. There's strawberry there.
I can taste. I can smell alcohol. That's really weird.
Yeah, alcohol, which for a low...
I'm getting better at that. It's just when you say that last couple times, I was like, I don't smell anything.
Mm-hmm.
But fruit.
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 A fruit bomb.
Yes. It is a fruit bomb.
It is a fruit bomb.
It is.
It's jammy, but there's not a grapey note there. It's just...
Tastes berries. Like Smucker's. Or smells like Smucker's. That's what it smells like.
Smucker's jam?
Yeah.
Strawberry, raspberry.
Oh, wait, it tastes like that, too. No, we'll get to that. Oh, we're going to taste now, folks.
It's going.
Steve, you've got to like this.
Why is that?
Because Rob does.
Because you like...
Rob
well,
hates it.
I'm going to get to that. You like the 15 below me.
Well...
And this has got residual sugar dancing like a leprechaun.
Right. On my tongue. It tastes great. I love it.
I can't believe they don't still make this because this stuff would sell like frickin' hotcakes for just your casual,
right.
Simple girls' night, not men's night, but girls' night drink a red. I mean.
Why did they discontinue it?
I don't know.
Well, and I guess we can't really say that they did, which just assume because the
but it's a
price
2011.
It's 2011.
You think they don't have 13, 14, or 12? I mean, yeah, folks. What I'm saying is, this is it's a decent medium bodied. I mean, it's full medium bodied. It's a little bit of a one trick pony because it has a lot of sweet jammy fruit, and it has residual sugar. But let me say, yeah, Steve has finished his second glass. What it has, though, it has the frame, and it kind of works, not from a technical standpoint.
make fun of that 15 Meiomi, but it just lacked some depth to deal with that sweetness and that residual sugar, where this one is bigger body, and it's not quite as much residual sugar.
Well, yeah, there's not near as much. You don't even leave it on the glass.
This is this is like
a Naomi had it all over the glass.
Right? I know. This is like a cheap port. Well, not a cheap port. This tastes like ruby fucking port.
Yeah.
Without the spirit angle to it, because it's that sweet. There are drier ruby ports that taste like this. With a chocolate tort, you could do that. You know what this reminds me?
This with a chocolate tort? Oh, yeah. Oh, God, but it's so sweet.
Well, it's not like it's... It would work.
Wait a second.
You know, Ridge used to make a late harvest Zinfandel that was very much like this. It wasn't a port. It was a late harvest Zinfandel. It had like 16% alcohol.
You said chocolate tort. There's a little chocolate in this.
But yeah, there's a lot of chocolate in it.
There's a lot in this.
Yeah. Might be a Milky Way in there somewhere.
Just as it starts to finish. Chocolate. Just as it starts to finish, there's chocolate there.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. You're right, but for $9, that's not bad.
Seven.
$6.99. It's $6.99.
$6.99?
See, that's what we were saying about the below me. It's 20.
Yeah.
So if you have a wine that's $6.99, you don't have too much of a... You know, I mean, would I say, oh, I'm going to have myself a bottle of Red Splash tonight? No. But a lot of people would. This is one of those wines that is not for us, right? You like it, don't you?
No.
I like it. Who secretly likes it?
I hate it.
I know you do.
No. Let's put it this way.
As soon as I tasted it, I knew you weren't going to like it.
I did not expect it to taste like this. It is the residual sugar, though, on this is, what does it say on the back? So we always read the back. Maybe that'll illuminate, you know.
Maybe it'll just change your opinion on this and you'll stop making faces.
Well, no, I just can't decide.
Yeah, he's
the Illuminati.
You can't decide how.
No, they're not the Illuminati. I've been to by the way, I've been to St. Francis, folks.
Which just validates its wonderfulness.
It's a nice winery. They have great Zins. Great Zins.
Red Splash is a full-bodied wine packed with sweet, ripe fruit flavors. They didn't lie.
Yeah.
They didn't lie. It is meant to be enjoyed with friends and family on any occasion.
Once again, though.
You called it girls' night out or girls' night.
What wine would say that was great for every occasion? And I ask, what about an ISIS video where they're beheading the guy? Is it? I mean, is that appropriate for that?
Absolutely.
That's not an occasion.
It's a good ISIS wine?
That's not an occasion.
Folks, it's an ice
wine. Chocolate ice? Is this chocolate ice?
Origin. All grape varieties contributing to the succulent blend are sourced from top vineyards of the finest growing regions of California.
Well, I don't know about that. No.
Grapes, a blend of Merlot, Petite Syrah, Syrah, and Zinfandel. There's a couple others.
Although I think most of their stuff is from Sonoma and Russian River.
Flavor. Fruit forward.
Well, yeah. True,
and full flavored with sweet red fruit character.
Yeah.
And spicy aromas.
No.
I didn't get any spicy aromas.
No, but, you know, two out of three ain't bad.
Nothing spicy about that nose.
Yeah. This goes well with actually the cheese.
Pairing versatile and pairs well with most foods, including grilled meats, hard and soft cheeses, and takeout. What's takeout mean? Chinese food?
Can you hit up the old steak on here?
It means Dairy Queen.
We're going to try cheese and wine here.
It actually works well with sharp. I can't believe I like this wine. This is terrible.
You do like it.
I knew you did.
Fucking thing.
Stupid. Look, it's just easy to drink.
It shouldn't be. Damn it. Should have bear piss in it or something.
He's getting soft in his old age.
Oh, he is, man.
No, that's not the problem I hear. That I don't have that yet. So.
Pomp and pretension goes away when he... It's the
name. Shut up. Shut up and talk about the
wine. It's St. Francis. Quit. St. Francis has reeled him in. He can't...
Stroking your own dick. Talk.
Him can't talk bad about a winery that he's been to.
Yeah, we can't talk like that on the wine bowl.
I've been to Trefethen. Oh, what can we say?
Him can't talk bad about St. Francis. I've been there.
Trefethen?
Trefethen.
Trefethen? Trefethen. No, Trefethen's terrible. Well, I've been there.
We should do a wine vault with a Trefethen.
Trefethen? This would go well with Trefethen.
No. Yeah. It says meats on the back of it.
Yeah, that's a meat.
I mean, who wouldn't want this with meat?
No, yeah. Go with a big dry-aged ribeye. This would go well with a steak.
Nah.
Yeah, no one. This would go good with a chocolate bunny rabbit.
Oh, my God.
Malted milk balls.
Milk duds. You know, this is what the tribunal wants to be, but isn't.
Nothing close to this.
No. But that's what it would aspire to be.
You know, there's a little... I just got a little tannic, a little acidity there.
Must be a dirty glass. There's no... Well...
No, a little at the back of my mouth, just a little bit.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You're high.
No, not.
We do drug testing here on the Wine Vault, folks.
Thank God.
We do not want a druggie on our show. Steve, you're not allowed on the show anymore.
No. I am not a druggie. Okay. I'm only an alcoholic.
That's why Becky isn't on tonight. She's on a one sniffing glue again.
I think she's in rehab watching Bachelor, right?
Oh, can you imagine? I mean, we could be watching it right now.
We could be, but we're not.
Yeah.
Do you want to do an episode of that? No.
Bachelor?
No.
This is a good bachelorette party wine.
Mm. I totally agree with you.
Yeah. Becky would hate it.
But, you know, who would, like, Holly and her mom and all that, they'd be eating this up.
Paper. Oh, it's so sweet. I like
this
it.
This is so sweet.
Oh, chill it. Put it on ice.
It's almost, it'd be like that fruit wine they bring home. Like apple and this? Cherry wine.
Oh, yeah, that? Well, yeah. Something like that, but it's close enough. Yeah.
You so keep drinking it, though.
Well, I got to. I mean, if I don't, then you'll drink it all. You're mad. I just put a straw in the bottle for you. I should have brought just an extra bottle for him.
I'm just thirsty today.
Yeah, that's what it is.
How's that?
You took a first sip, you're like...
I was totally happy.
You're getting like a diabetic seizure. I had to give you an insulin shot. Folks, we're gonna be right back, and when we come back, we're going to have some interesting thoughts. We'll be right back on the Wine Vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call.
So, folks, we're back on the Wine Vault. Tonight, we're going to discuss whether or not Scott is a witch. It's an interesting potpourri segment. We started this earlier. Now, first of all, Steve, what are the how do we can tell if Scott's a witch or a warlock?
Well, I mean, one, we have to go out and get the baby pool full of water.
Okay, okay.
And then if he floats...
Isn't it normally done in a big, deep pond so I can drown and die?
But I don't think when we're working with what we got here.
That's being psychotic. Just
we don't want you to die.
Oh, septic tank.
Cool. Okay. So we're going to put you in the septic tank. If you float, you're a witch.
We'll let you out.
You sink to the bottom, you're like a normal human and you would fall in the water and sink.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That sounds like a good idea.
Folks, I think it sounds like a great idea.
Why did I think you... Oh, because you could see that the red splash was St. Francis, even though it doesn't have it anywhere on the label.
It was on the sign.
Was it?
Yes.
Oh, folks, he's not a witch. damn, I thought we could had a little more distance on this potpourri segment. No. No, actually, that wasn't the potpourri segment. But
it's a great potpourri section.
It is. Well, if we could actually put you in the septic tank and see if you floated. But that's a whole other story.
That's neither here nor there.
No. Folks, he is probably a witch.
I thought I was a warlock.
Warlock is different. Warlock, if we throw gasoline on you and you catch fire, you're human.
Oh.
If you do not catch fire, you're a warlock and you would expel it back on me and run.
I'll be right back, folks. I got to go get some gasoline. No. we'll do it outside.
Yeah, we'll do it. I think we should do the witch one.
I think we're at the tribunal, aren't we?
No, we're not judging you. No, nature judges you. That's the beauty part.
We're talking about gasoline.
We don't judge. I mean, you could be it. I don't know.
Fire.
If you're a good witch, I mean, that plays to our benefit, I would guess.
That's true. If you're a good witch, can you grant us witches? No, you'd be alive.
Switches? Grant you switches? Of course I can grant you switches.
How about bitches? Just kidding. No. How about witches?
Yeah.
How about more wine? Can you grant us more wine? That would be something.
Ooh. Yeah.
Speaking of wine, I just got the new list for us. There's 4,300 wines on it for us to pick from.
That's just one or two.
That's a nice.
Yeah.
That's a nice.
Looking right at it.
Oh, folks. But no, the more important thing is, other than Scott being a witch, was today I saw an article on a magazine. That's what she said. Anyway, it was the modern trends in the wine industry.
Really?
Modern wine drinking trends. And you know what they snuck at the bottom? Wine in a can.
Really?
They did.
What, did they give a brand?
They mentioned the Coppola.
It's not really the can, though.
I think they brought that up because they had that stupid article not too long ago on the wines in a can. So, you know. The rest of it was spirit sales are down, wine sales are up.
Interesting.
Yes. Interesting. I think it's simply because we started this podcast and we buy so much damn wine for it. Well, we're
and the listeners buying the wine that
certainly
give the approval of.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I mean, you know, tribunal people are out buying that, they don't even realize it.
Well, they were out buying it till we told them.
But we've never officially tested it on the show.
Ugh.
That was a earlier version of the show.
And we're not drinking it again to do it.
No. No, we'd assume test the witch thing on you as opposed to drink that.
I bet you would.
If you brought it again, yes, we would. Did you and Princess drink that?
We did. It was bad, still.
Really? Even with your mystical powers, you couldn't turn it into something else? Oh, okay.
It wasn't just a skunk bottle.
No, I didn't think it was a skunk bottle. I thought
it was bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. Awful. Oh, yeah.
It was just as awful the second time. I think. Because the first time we went into it without expectations, it didn't seem as bad. Mm-hmm. Because I knew it was going to be bad. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
But it was bad.
Makes very little sense, but yes, I'll nod in approval.
It didn't seem as awful
no.
as the night we drank it, but both Princess and I said, I'll never buy this again. And I ended up dumping half the bottle down the sink.
Well, that's good for you. Next, you have to buy the Scarlet Path and walk down that road.
Shouldn't. You have to buy that and walk down that path again?
No.
I think so. I think so. That was your purchase.
Yeah, but I only bought one at the original time. Well, so your penance for buying two Tribunal is to drink, and also buying a second Chateau Souverain is to buy the Scarlet Path.
No.
I think so, folks.
No.
Either how do we test you, your witch powers? One or two. Mm-hmm. You want to get in the septic tank, don't you?
Well.
Folks.
I could... drink Chateau Souverain. I think that's the same thing.
But yes, it would be.
Why didn't somebody like that?
Nobody likes Chateau Souverain.
No.
Did the princess like it a little?
No, she hated it.
She hated it?
She actually hated it with a passion. Her quote was, it's watery. And I wish it was, because it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. It was just bad.
Yeah, it was like stank venom.
Let's talk about this splash.
We will.
I'll finish this up. Feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going the other way now?
I'm going the other way. I don't.
He always goes. He goes both ways.
You see that coming, man.
Well, I never was on. Apparently, both of you guys' sides on this. It's okay, but I'm not giving it the Wine Vault thumbs up approval.
Well, you gave Maloney the thumbs up approval.
Negatory.
You gave it an 82 or 3.
I didn't give a thumbs up. We did not approve.
That's because I gave it a 69.
Brought the average down.
That was mean, by the way.
No.
My mine was excessive.
You mean the
15
or the 14?
15.
Yeah.
We gave the 1490s, I think.
That was a great bottle.
It was a good bottle, yeah.
It was a good bottle.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not giving the approval of this.
Folks,
I'm going to score it.
We're not scoring it yet.
We're not scoring it. I can't believe you changed your mind, though.
When we come back, folks, after that lovely potpourri section, we will let Scott give it an 87. We'll be right back. Back, folks. I had to cut Scott off there because he's just not following the program. He's too eager to, I don't know, be tested for his witch powers. I don't know.
Finish this bottle and get on to the next one?
Well, that might be true, too. So, we're going to start off with Steve. Steve, give a review to the St. Francis Red Splash. You want some more?
No, I don't.
You don't want some more?
No, I don't want any more.
I'll be happy to when you're done. I think it's a fun wine. I think it's a girl friendly. I think you made a good comment. If Bachelor was on tonight, we liked it. We'd probably pop this and drink it with it.
Or if you were meeting a lady and you wanted something to drink with her.
Right, but to Scott's point, I mean, it is very jammy.
Oh, very jammy.
It's very sweet.
Yeah.
I don't see as much residual sugar as we did with the Miami.
Well, it's not as noticeable because it's a bigger body wine.
But I think it's good. I mean, I'd probably give it about an 80.
Ooh.
Yeah,
don't give him a thumbs up to try and improve that number.
I give it an 80.
Improve that.
Okay, that's fair.
I couldn't drink it all the time, but I would give it an 80.
Yeah. All right.
And I'm equally, I like it as an 80, but I don't give it thumbs up approval.
Scott, you gave it an 85?
I give it an 80.
Oh, Scott gave it an 80.
It's just a little too sweet for my taste. I think it might deserve a couple points higher because there is some merit, there's some nice body, but I'm going with an 80 because I just don't like it.
Well, folks, first of all, this is a wine that you will enjoy if you have a sense of humor, right?
Absolutely.
Scott doesn't have one of those.
He's
a dead ass. Just a boring old... he's a stiff. That's what he is. So there's that, folks.
Would you quit talking about my...
No, nobody's talking about that. No.
You said stiff.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Nobody's talking about that. So, but if I'm going to have this or if I'm going to have the Pepperwood or a thousand other suckhole things we've had, at least this one is entertaining. Suckle. It's actually what I've been referring to when we're drinking some of these wines, like the Pepperwood Grove, and I said, who the fuck would want to buy this? It's not fruity.
Yeah.
Or the Malomi. This thing is too expensive because it's too fruity and it's too much residual sugar and all those other things. No one's going to buy it because it's too expensive. Yeah. I was referring to this was the wine that people would want to buy. Why it's still not for sale is beyond me.
Because they're embarrassed? I don't know.
The Wine Vault, we assign things technical scores.
Correct.
And as in a technical exercise, no. No, no, no. I don't think that they were going for a technical points here.
They're going for fun.
I guess, yeah. That's why they have the Red Splash label. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So you have to take it in that kind of spirit, but you still have to judge it, you know.
On its merits.
With that said, I think time and place, it would be okay. But it doesn't deserve an 85, doesn't deserve in that range simply because of its merits. But I'm going to give it an 82.
Hey, look at that.
That's not necessarily a, you know.
It's a party wine, dude.
It's a party wine. This is when Debbie is referring to, this is
a
fourth bottle that you have and everybody else. This is the fourth bottle. This is what you want to pull out then. Folks, it's not recommended.
That's a good point.
Buy it. You will enjoy it.
It's $7.
No, people will enjoy it.
That's a good point, though.
It's not recommended.
It may not be the first bottle you pull out. Maybe the third or fourth.
It's not recommended for us, but for you, yes.
Oh, my God.
You know, a pool or a pond. It's like Caddyshack. Yeah, yeah. Pond's good for you. We need the pool.
Yeah.
It's just, no, when you get into this,
it's
sweet.
If we would have had this three bottles from now, we might like it more.
Mm-mm.
Not me. Never. No. I'm never like this. No.
And drink it very soon after you open.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Folks.
Right. And I know you like it. And
I do.
It's, you have a different palate than I do. And I'm not going to mock you as Rob would and probably will.
And try us, yes.
Yeah, folks, by the way, drink it soon after opening it because the longer it sits, it starts to lose some of that body. Then you're veering into the Tom Cruise danger zone. It's getting funky now. You don't want that. You want it when it's got all the body because it doesn't have much life left in it. I mean, it's 2011 mm-hmm. and there's not a grand wine hiding.
So you're saying we should drink it in about 30 minutes?
Yeah. I think that you should actually... chug it,
Check up on wine.
Straw in the bottle.
Straw in a bottle.
Yes. You can do that.
Oh, one of those glasses that's like a whole size of a wine bottle.
Yes. So, yes. Bet the top, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Cannonball it. You need to. This is a cannonball wine.
It's cannonball.
It's cannonball wine.
What's
folks.
Our bottom line with this? Are we going to give it a slight recommendation?
I think so.
With caveats? Or are you saying the Wine Vault does not approve of this wine, but buy it?
Folks, we do not approve of this wine. We do not recommend this wine. However, if you bought it, we understand. So, folks.
I like that.
That's right. Well, I understand. Steve understands. Scott's
understand.
No, dick.
I understand. It's $7 bucks for a bottle.
He dislikes you.
He dislikes you.
He thinks that your children are ugly, and he will kick your dog. So, with that, folks, I'd like to thank Steve.
Thank you.
Superstar. And here's the unlicensed taxi driver. Okay. And I'm Rob, and we'll see you next time on The Wine Vault.